You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I had a yarn and a half with Liam Finnegan, who's finishing up his Master's in International Relations and is also leaving to spend a year in China in the next month. I thought I'd grab him for a chat, and we talked about Anne-Marie Brady, the history of China-New Zealand relations, and if there's growing tensions between the two countries. I begin by asking what his research is on.
I've been looking at the difference in New Zealand and China's relationship over the past 70 years. So essentially, how did we go from fighting each other in Korea, and New Zealand didn't recognise China for 23 years, how did we get to where we are now? So like now we're in what we call a comprehensive strategic partnership. We have a list of firsts. You know, we're the first country to enter, first developed country to enter into an FTA, among a few other agreements, but it sort of shows this incredible shift. Essentially, my research was trying to figure out how that happened. How'd you go from enemies to like really good partners?
Right. What are some of the most prominent turns that you can walk us through?
So I've got the relationship in three different parts,
right,
essentially.
Okay.
So from 1949 to 1971, there was no relationship at all. Essentially, after the US went over, Richard Nixon went over on a visit, China reopened to the West. Then that sort of allowed New Zealand to sort of open up and warm up to China as well. So that was like the first shift. And then there was just, I don't know, steady increase in contact. You had prime ministers from Robert Muldoon going over.
What a man.
Steady increase in trade. And from about 93-94, we sort of start this process of rapid intensity. And that's where we're in now. Like, we've got trade is huge. I think over the last 10 years, it's got to 30 billion annual trade, which is crazy.
Big doozy number,
yeah.
I know recently there's been a bit of tension, if that's how what you call it. You know, we've recently got the Huawei thing come out. What's that?
Well, essentially, there has been what a lot of people have referred to as tension. Really, this started off, I'd say, in late 2017. Anne-Marie Brady released this paper, sort of said there was political influence of China and New Zealand system. You have this Huawei deal come along, and then you have, I don't know, a lot of stuff in the media was happening. There was an Air New Zealand flight got turned around this way to China for referencing Taiwan. There was this New Zealand-China year of tourism. They said it got delayed. And a lot of people were referring to it as a cooling in the relationship, tension. Really, this isn't anything new. Like, New Zealand and China have always disagreed on things. Even going back to Robert Muldoon, like, he was the first New Zealand Prime Minister to go over to China, and he met with Mao Zedong over there. He was actually the last foreign leader to actually meet with Mao before he passed away. But on that visit, he said, you know, we disagree with your support of communist insurgencies in Southeast Asia. We disagree with you guys using nuclear weapons in the atmosphere. And this is like a trend that's always continued. Like, even though we disagree on stuff, you could look at Tiananmen Square, you know, we voiced strong protest against that. And pretty much in every bilateral talk, we discuss human rights. Like, this blip recently isn't anything new. It's a trend of us showing where we disagree or when there is tension, but we just carry on to where we can work together. There was no talks of, like, trade falling out or nothing actually diplomatically saying the relationship's bad. It was just really, I guess it was just people assuming that it was.
Right.
Never really
do you mind if I, like, pick apart Anne-Marie Brady a little bit?
No.
You know, she's kind of a little bit under fire in the media for, I guess, some might say racist, or some might say, you know, overly exaggerated claims of Chinese spies, of calling out the Labour MP as well. What's happening there?
Okay, so essentially, I probably wouldn't go as far as saying they're racist, but essentially what she came out with a paper in late 2017, and it just had a few accusations claiming that the Chinese Communist Party was conducting a campaign essentially to increase their influence in New Zealand society with the Chinese diaspora here, as well as there were claims of influencing the sort of political system in various ways. That gained a lot of traction. One of the accusations was New Zealand was the soft underbelly of the Five Eyes, the sort of agreement we've got with a few other nations. And it gained a lot of traction. Essentially, this got worldwide sort of press.
Right.
Now, if we look at the claims themselves, I don't know. I don't really think there's too much backing to them.
Yeah. So, like, I can't help. Maybe I'm biased. I'm actually just a Chinese spy, but I can't help but be a little bit hesitant to say that there is, or there's that kind of deep seated influence. I don't know. Like, what do I know? But
Well, I don't know. You can look at what influence is. Like, you know, there's a reason why people think that Chinese influence is a bad thing, when essentially every other country does this as